Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Screw the Stigma. My name is Afra and thank you so much for tuning in this week. This week's episode is going to be a little bit different because this week's episode is just going to be with me. There's going to be no guest. This style isn't for you, then you can go ahead and check out last week's episode with Natsune Oki. And we had a really great conversation about how to stop procrastinating and change your mindset to reach your goals. And the reason why I've decided to have this episode to be just with me and no guests is because one thing that I realized is that I haven't really connected with the audience. And although I don't want this podcast to be about me, but rather helping people and, you know, breaking stigmas, which is my whole mission, but I still want you all to know the voice, that, you know, to share my story about why I started my podcast, and so that you have an idea about who you're listening to and what the whole mission is about this podcast. Because I guess, you know, I feel like that might get lost in translation, and sometimes in delivery, you might not know if you're just tuning in, if you're new. And so you can use this as a benchmark to start and listening to previous episodes that's been made. So just a little bit about me. My name is Afra and I'm 23 years old. And the main reason why I mainly started this podcast is because I've realized that I come from an Indian conservative Indian background, where most of my life I was told what to do with everything, basically. And I never believed in that. I like making my own decisions, and I'm not saying it's a bad thing to take advice, but I don't believe that we should live our lives the way society expects us to live. There's always people going to be saying something with the decisions that we make in our lives, but at the end of the day, I strongly believe that we should live the life that truly fulfills us and makes us happy. And sometimes, you know, the decisions that we make might not always have the best outcome, but that's okay, because that's how you learn, you know, trial and error. A lot of the times, you know, whether it's our parents or friends or people in general, they make us believe that we always have to make the right decisions, and if not, then it's our fault. But I believe that it's not that way. You know, a lot of the times, we, even though we try to do some things and it doesn't work out, it's not the worst thing in the world if it doesn't work out. Yes, it might be difficult at that situation, at that point, but at the end of the day, when you look back at the things that you've been through and, you know, the adventures that you took and decisions that you made, you grow as a person and you learn from your mistakes. And I think that's the most important thing. So I feel like society has a way of guilt tripping us to follow the ways and the societal expectations. And if we don't do that, and if we go past that and make our own decisions in life, and, you know, they have a way of scrutinizing us, you know, they look at each and every move that we make. And the moment you slip up slightly or something doesn't go your way, that's their like pass to come in, sweep in and be like, hey, see, this is why you should do what we tell you to do. No, that's not how things work. And that's my main mission, basically, that I want to break societal stigmas and expectations, no matter what it's about, whether it's mental health, social media's expectations about living a perfect life, family's expectation, cultural expectations. There's so many expectations that, you know, there, I feel like what I've seen from my life, since I'm from the Indian background, most of my life I've been told is that, you know, we have to live a certain way because of what other people might think of us. And, you know, I just feel like a lot of the situations, if people started making decisions based on the fact of what made them happy, whether it's career choices. Yes, I know career choices is a little bit more deeper than that, and there's a lot more to it. But if we stop thinking about the factor of what other people might think, a lot of the issues in our lives will get solved. And, you know, that comes with a lot of strength. It's not easy to defy a whole society and just do the things that we want to do. Definitely not, because it's much more difficult to do the things and make decisions as an individual and go against a whole group of people rather than just, you know, following through. And it takes great amount of courage. So if you're doing that, and if you're feeling a lost, or if you feel like you have nobody trust me, this feeling will pass, because you're going to be so much more happier learning that you made the decisions that you want to make. And that is the most fulfilling feeling ever. No matter if you fail or if you succeed, knowing that you did that is so empowering. It makes you a stronger individual in terms of getting critical thinking. You know, you start analyzing things. Sometimes we overthink, and that's okay too, because that's human nature. I do strongly believe that once you start making your own decisions, it's so liberating, because you don't feel like you have no one else to blame. You have to start taking responsibility. You have to start blaming no one else but you have to take on full credibility for all of your actions. And I think builds stronger individuals, and I think that's what we really need. And if you're in a situation where you feel like you don't want to do the things that either your parents are saying, your friends are saying, or society is saying, or whoever it is, just start making your own decisions step by step. And I'm not saying go against your parents, burn down your house. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying is that sometimes you have to stick through your plans. And, if that, for example, let me just give you an example of when the situation is right. For example, if you're going into university and you want to go and pick a certain career path, for example, you want to do business, and you are telling your parents that you want to do business, but they're like, no, you have to do medicine. But you know for a fact that if you do medicine, you are going to be miserable, because that isn't for you. You are not interested in it. You are not ready to dedicate 5 to 6 years of your life into that field and the rest of your life doing something that you don't like to do. So you say that, hey, I want to go into business, or hey, I want to go into the arts. But you know, as yourself, that you yourself will not be happy. Then you can stand up for yourself and say that, hey, this is what I want to do. Nothing is going to be easy. I believe that definitely going against a group of people or your parents or your friends is definitely going to be hard. But making that decision is going to be worth it. And I believe in that. And I've seen that. And, at the end of the day, if your parents or your friends or anyone truly cares about you, they will come back to you. And I think that's what people always get mad at the beginning. People always get, obviously if you don't listen to them, they're going to get mad. But if they really care about you, they will come back to you, and things are going to work out. So if you're going through a hard time, just take that as a piece of advice, because I've done that too. But going into the topic of why I really started this podcast, which is, I explained it, but a little bit of a story time is, like I mentioned, I'm from the Indian background, so I'm a woman, and that just means a lot of the Indian culture the Asian culture is very sexist towards women in terms of what we're allowed to do and what not. And I understand there is a situation. There's definitely a risk for women to be doing a lot of things, like even going outside, because of the safety issues, which is really, really important to be talked about. But one of the things that I definitely don't agree with is that in the Asian culture, they start blaming the women and not making the men take responsibility. Like when guys are growing up, they don't teach the boys, hey, don't hurt women, don't harass women, don't disrespect women, but rather they tell women to cover up, to not look at guys, to not talk to guys. Like, that's going to solve the issue. And I grew up with that, and I definitely got affected in terms of, like, I became so socially awkward. And I feel like that just that's not going to solve any situation, that's not going to solve any issues. I feel like men harassing women, and making women feel incredibly uncomfortable is something that shouldn't be taken lightly. And if they teach your boys how to treat women with respect, I think that's the most important thing. But always women are told, hey, do this, do that. Like, I was deprived of a normal social life at university because of what might happen to me just because of this plausible thing. And I don't blame my parents for anything. Obviously they care about me, which is why they do this. But I also don't agree with societal expectations of women have to sing like this stupid ideology about being pure, staying at home, being a housewife, cooking, cleaning. Like, no, that isn't for me. Which is why I started this podcast called Screw the Stigma. Cultural stigma, societal stigmas, stigmas about mental health, anything like that. So if you do want to be a guest on my show, email me at screwthestigmapodcast@gmail.com. I'll be happy to hear from you. This is just an episode that I wanted to talk about my feelings and how I'm feeling currently, just to be candid. And, you know, I feel like this is not going to be edited much. So I'm sorry if I'm not putting my sentences right, but I just want to show you guys, let you listen to a version of me so that you understand a version. I mean, listen to me so you understand, the voice behind and the reason behind I started the show. And I've met so many amazing, wonderful people on this podcast, and it blows my mind sometimes how the internet works and how lucky we are to have such a resource, because I've met people from all around the world. And it's insane, like, the amount of people that resonated with my message. And I just thought I was starting this, you know, because I was, an angsty, I'm not a teenager anymore, but I felt like I was an angsty teenager starting this show, like, screw the stigma. But honestly, it's crazy how many people. I am so, you know, happy, like, I can't really even express how happy I am that I was able to make a difference. Like, some of my friends, they reached out to me saying that, hey, this episode really helped me a lot with this guest. And I'm like, oh my God, I feel so, you know, I felt so happy, because that was my main mission, is to help people. Because at that time when I was struggling, which I will get to, but I felt like I had no one that I could relate to. You know, I felt like there was no one that I could, you know, listen to and relate to at that moment. So, which is the reason why I wanted to create this platform. But I was incredibly happy knowing that I was able to make some impact on people and make people happy. And that's just, I don't know, it just still blows my mind. Yeah, so if you would like to be a guest, email me, and you can also send me a message on Instagram, which also works great, at Screw the Stigma Podcast. But yeah, it made me so happy knowing that I was able to make a difference in people's lives and help people out. And that's just one of my main missions. I don't know, I've always been like the type of person who would like to help people out, but I was doing things in a wrong way. I wasn't taking care of myself, and I wasn't fixing myself. I had so many issues. I was, my mental health was down the drain. A few years ago in 2018, when I started university, I was severely depressed. And I have a short story, which I'll get to, but I was so depressed. I wanted to fix people because I thought that will fix me. And that was my mindset at that time. So I kept on looking for broken people, thinking that if I help people out who are hurting, then I would, you know, I would feel that, you know, satisfaction. But that's not the healthy way to do it. So it took me some time to realize what was important to me and what I needed to do. And, so 2020 was definitely a year that turned a lot of things around. I wanted to, you know, like every other graduate, I just wanted to find a job and get a job and move out and start living my life. But 2020 happened and I wasn't able to do any of that. I graduated in 2020, and it was really annoying, to say the least, because I didn't have a graduation. I studied for 3 years, man, and I didn't have a graduation. That was so frustrating because I was really looking forward to it. I never graduated from anything, not even high school. I skipped the final year of high school, and I went to do this thing called foundation, but not relevant. But anyways, I was really looking forward to my graduation and didn't get that. And I wasn't able to travel anywhere, which was my plan, is to, you know, leave the country, go find work somewhere else, which I wasn't able to do because of the lockdown. So I was really frustrated at that time, 2020, March, May, something like that. I was incredibly frustrated. I was looking for opportunities. I wasn't getting anything because obviously the economy was really bad, and you know, people were losing their jobs, so no one really wanted to hire fresh grads in the first place. And I was a foreigner, which just made things a lot more difficult. And I was really struggling, and I decided to take my own life. And this is something that I haven't really talked about much, and I haven't really told my friends or anything, at least not all of them. But it was really a hard time for me. I tried and I failed, which I'm really glad. But then at that moment, I realized that, hey, okay, the reason why I got a second chance is probably because I have something that I need to do. And I realized that this isn't, you know, I decided to take my own life because of pressures I was put by the society of the things that I need to achieve and the things that I wasn't achieving, and my living situation, all of them just got to me, and I decided, hey, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to, you know, I'm done. I'm tired. I can't take this anymore. But that wasn't the solution, you know, obviously. But I'm not saying anyone who does go to that extent isn't weak, in my opinion. It's just because they can't handle that pain anymore. And I am glad that I didn't succeed. And, you know, I realized on that day that it's something that I really had to do was I wanted to change things that, you know, that is set by the society, change the societal norms, which really hurts people. And I'm glad that I created this platform, and I really hope that it helps people as much as it's been helping me. It's really been amazing meeting so many people with so many missions in life, and they've even broadened my perspective about a lot of things, even the things that I didn't think I was okay with. I'm like, hey, wait, that is okay. You know, why isn't it okay? So I feel like we all need to talk about things that makes us feel uncomfortable, like, you know, racism, sexism, mental health issues, a lot of those things that makes us feel like, hey, I don't want to feel like talking about this. But that's what society has made us believe that we shouldn't talk about. A lot of people have suffered in their life mainly because of societal pressures, and which is what I want to change. So on that day, which is, I remember, somewhere in May, I really didn't take down that day, but it was really a day that changed my perspective in my life, and I've decided that I have a bigger purpose. So, which is why I started my podcast, and I'm really happy I did, and I really hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoy making it. And yeah, I would love to hear what you guys think about my podcast, as well as what you like to see. You can just send me a DM on my Instagram at Screw the Stigma Podcast, or email me screwthestigmapodcast@gmail.com. I'm incredibly happy for each and every one of you. And I really suck at expressing that because I'm not the best at communicating my emotions or through words, but I cannot really express the amount of gratitude that I have for each and every one of you you tuning in every week. So there will be normal episodes from next week onwards. So don't worry, there's so many wonderful guests that's lined up, and so from you can just tune in every Monday. But this is just something that I wanted to put out to get my story out on why I started this, as well as to just talk to you, I guess. Yeah, I have never really sat down and talked about things that I really wanted to talk about in terms of my personal life, which I didn't want to share because I didn't want it to be about me, and I still don't think it should be about me. But I feel like having a little bit of a backstory of listening to, you know, who I am and what this whole podcast is about will help you kind of know what my mission is. And yes, helping you is my main mission. So if you feel like my mission resonates with you, which is breaking societal stigmas and expectations so we can live a happier and fulfilled life, do tune into my podcast every Monday, and also follow me on my social media, and it's available on all listening platforms, so that's pretty cool, and on YouTube as well. So I've started editing videos this past month, and it's been really it's been a journey. I would say it was incredibly frustrating at the beginning, although I love editing videos. I've been doing this since, like, editing videos since I was like a kid. I don't know if you guys know this, but when I was
when, like, back in like 2010 or 2009, video editing was a huge deal. Like, creating music video, lyric videos was a huge deal. So I used to try to edit a lot of lyric videos for Hannah Montana, because I was a huge fan of Hannah Montana. I still am. Miley Cyrus is awesome. But I used to edit a lot of videos, and that's how I realized that I really like it. I used to use this program called Windows Movie Maker, Media Maker, something like that. It was incredibly frustrating, but that's how I realized that I really loved video editing. So editing these videos for my podcast has been quite interesting, because I've been doing the basic minimal editing for my videos because I wanted to be as authentic as possible and not have, you know, so many cuts and transitions, so it's distracting. But if you would like to see a more shorter clips, if you preferred like seeing just the highlights of the videos, then do let me know. Then I would create that as well, because I love editing. So even though it's been frustrating because of my computer and all of the situation, I love editing. So, but anyways, thank you so much for listening to this. And I rambled on a lot more than I intended to, but at least you have an idea of who you're listening to. But anyways, tune in every week, and I will see you all next week with the normal, usual style of episodes. Bye.